We're going to quickly touch on the laws between Pesach and Shavuos. Shavuos is commonly called Atzeres. So the first thing we know, we have a mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, that we count from the second day of Pesach. We count, there was a special sacrifice that was brought then, and we count the days from then going up to the 49, the 7 weeks going up to Shavuos. And we count the days and we count the weeks, and that's a mitzvah in our parsha. We'll learn about that in a few minutes. Ideally, we count after Tzeisa Kochavim, after three small stars came out. But if one counted from twilight, from after sunset, so then technically it's uncertain as to whether he fulfilled his obligation, so he should recount at night without making a blessing. We make a blessing every night before we count. And if a person missed a night, he could make it up the following morning. If a person missed one of the days completely, he didn't count the night, he didn't count the morning, so then he continues counting without a blessing. One good way to ensure that you don't miss a day is to count in shul and make sure you go to shul for Ma'ariv these 49 days. And whenever you remember at night about Sfiras Omer, you should count again. Even if you did it once, even if you're not sure if you did it once. Meaning, let's say you're at a wedding, and you know you figure you'll catch Ma'ariv at 11, 12 o'clock. But right now it's already nighttime, right? So you can make a blessing and count tonight's count. You don't have to wait for Ma'ariv. Ideally, we count at the end of Ma'ariv, but this is one way of ensuring it, and to get into the habit that before you go to sleep at night, together with the Kriya Shema, you count again. So that's a good way to ensure you don't forget. And it's also good to count again by day. This way, in case you forgot the night before, you know you got yourself covered, you count it again. So if a person gets into the habit that every time he remembers, he says, wait a second, did I count today? Well, I'll just count again just in case. So you count without a blessing, obviously, unless you're certain that this is the first time you're counting for today. But then that's one good way to ensure you don't miss it. Because usually, at some point during the 24-hour period, you remember. You just push it off. You say, I'll do it when I daven Ma'ariv. I'll do it when I have more time. It's not a big deal. You open a siddur, it's one sentence, and you do a mitzvah. And that's a good way to ensure you don't miss a day. Some people like to have a calendar. Today you could get SMS reminders, email reminders, whatever works for you, okay? So today we have other ways of doing it. But the bottom line is, we should try to do it. It's an easy mitzvah, one sentence. You do a mitzvah. When we make the blessing and when we do the count, ideally a person should stand. Okay, next time we'll expand Bezrat Hashem on the halachos of mourning that apply during the Sfiras Omer.